This season, we've been looking at the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. How to believe God. Audacity. Have you been blessed so far? Have you been blessed so far? Are you sure? Some people are saying yes, sir. Some people are saying yes, ma'am. Praise God. So today, we'll be looking at homologia. Homologia is a Greek word that means to confess, or to profess in agreement.
Praise God.
Homologia is a Greek word that means to confess, or to profess in agreement. Agreement with what? Or agreement to what? Agreement to the Word of God. Agreement to the Spirit of God. Agreement to all God has said concerning you. All God has said about you. This is what homologia is telling you. So we can also say that, we can also tag it that homologia is the language of the Spirit. Glory! Glory! Homologia, the language of the Spirit. Or we can also say it can be called word programming. Glory! To program your words. Please, I want you to pay attention. I beg you in the name of God. It will help you to be more conscious about the spirit realm. Praise God. It will help to program your words. You know, most times believers can learn something, but if you don't practice it, if you don't put it to practice, you might tend to forget or live as though you never learned that thing. But this is why the scripture said that we come to remind ourselves again and again that the word of the Lord is for instructions. So this is why I'm pleading with us. Pay attention. Romans 10 verse 10 tells us, it says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is unto what? Salvation. With the heart we believe. So believing and confession goes hand in hand. You can't claim to believe and not confess. You can't claim to have faith in God and not demonstrate. It's just like being in a service and you say, something hits me, and you don't respond. It doesn't tally. It doesn't work together. It's like also being in the class. And, you know, there are some students that in the class, maybe the teacher is asking a question. And you always have those bright ones that would respond quickly. And then you have the ones that they know it in their mind. But their mind is just hitting hard. Their body is shaking. If they don't raise up their hands to say it at that particular time, does it differentiate them from people who don't know it? If the teacher wanted to give mark, will he include that person that said, I had it in my mind though? But that person who raised up his hands to confess, to say it, that's the person that, yes, we have somebody here. Glory! We have somebody here. Praise God. So believing and confessing, they go hand in hand. Now the spirit realm or the Bible, we believe the Bible, right? So when you read something in the Bible, you keep it to yourself and you don't say it over and over and over and over. You see that it is not the same with the man who repeats it over and over. Praise God. The man who just reads the word of God and he does nothing about it, he cannot be measured with the man who reads the word of God and puts it into practice. So this is what homologia is teaching us today. Hallelujah. We said it can be called word programming. You know, for programmers work with codes a lot, right? Pastor Wisdom, I'm correct, Abby. You see that icon or that app you have in your phone? It took a programmer time to put all the codes together that made you, when you want to delete something, you can delete. When you want to save the file, you can save it. It's because somebody has put a code. But you looking at it merely that way, it doesn't look like there's anything running. Do you understand? It does not look that way. You know, I used to study with a programmer then, Kiki. And you see the way this guy is. He's breaking his head from morning till night. And if you miss one code, that operation might not work the way you want it to work. Because of that one, it might just be a plus. I don't know if I should say it's silly or it's crazy. I don't know. It might just be a plus or a dot or a minus. They have strange things. Because you didn't add that dot there, that thing might not function the way you want it to function. You know, in the spirit, our words are codes. Our words, the words we speak, they are codes in the spirit. After this service, you will go and clean your mouth well. You will clean it well so that you will not say the things you used to say before. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. The words that we speak, they are codes. When you release these words, the spirit realm takes note of it. Takes note of it. Like, okay, I'm talking now. Are you seeing my words? You are not seeing my words, but something is happening. Something is happening. The Holy Spirit is doing something. Heaven is taking note of what is happening in the service today. The angels of God are everywhere. But you can't see what I'm doing. You can't see the words. But heaven honors our words. Do you understand? Now let me show you a scripture to really tell you the importance of our words. Hebrews 11 verse 3. Hebrews 11 verse 3. It says, can we read it together? One, two, go. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of the things which do appear. Are you seeing this? Through faith, we understand. We understand that the words were framed by what? The word of God. The word of God was the code that framed the world. The word of God was what gave us the raw material. The reason why we have this chair today is because of the word of God. The word of God. Through faith, we understand that the words were framed. You know, when you have a picture, let me give you that word, framed. When you have a picture, it just looks just there. But when you put a beautiful frame to it, it looks so different and nice. And you just want to hang it in the best place in your house for the whole world to see. Now, the Bible is telling us the reason why this world is like this, why you can drink water and like, this thirst wanted to kill me. But thank God for water. You know, Alistair Watt said, it is plantain that really shows that there's a living God. Because how would a food be this nice and sweet? Through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. The words were framed, put together by what? The word of God. Don't forget that. The word of God. It is because God said. I want us to see a demonstration of where the scripture is coming from. Let's see Genesis 1 verse 1. Genesis 1 verse 1. Okay. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Verse 3. And God said. Remember that verse 1 to verse 2. It felt like there was no hope. It was void. There was no form. Are you going through anything in your life? It feels like, how do I come out of this? Why is my life void without form? The Bible is telling us that God did not look at the situation. He says, and God said. God did not say, oh, darkness, go. No, he didn't care about the problems. And God said, let there be. Let there be. Praise God. Now, in the course of the teaching of this month series, we've been able to understand that the spirit of faith is who? The Holy Spirit, right? The spirit of faith is the Holy Spirit. I want to show you something. Go back to verse 2. Go back to verse 2. It says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. There's no hope. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. You have the Spirit of God on the inside. You have the Spirit of God on the inside. So when that situation, just like in Genesis here, when it looked like everything is just black, there's nothing. Is it time to complain? Is it time to look at it? It's time to start charging up. You know, that's why when you start praying, you pray to a point where you just start feeling the presence of God. We understand, right? That's why we pray in tongues. Just like while we were praying, some of us had already started feeling different. You understand? And the Spirit of God, that is a witness from the Spirit. You know, sometimes even when I lead prayer, I'm like, ah, shakapalakata palakata. At that moment, even the Holy Spirit might start giving you words. How many of you have prayed and you've received words from the Spirit? If you know what is good for you, even if you are in the service, never you dampen that word. Praise God. You are praying in service and you are singing, you are charging up yourself. And then maybe the Spirit of God is moving on the inside and is telling you, oh, success is your year of plenty. And you are like, if I say it now, and the Holy Spirit is prompting you, say it. And you are like, if I say it now, how do I look? How would people see me? And the Spirit of God is moving on your inside to shout. You're like, ah, if I shout now, what is happening? At that particular time, you're dampening the move of the Spirit. As the Spirit moved, what happened? God said. God said. If you read the whole of Genesis 1, God said is plenty. It's a lot. It's up to like 10 to 12. God said. Maybe when you get to the house, just try and count it for me. God bless you. And God said, and God said, and God said, let there be, let there be, let there be. What are you saying? How are you responding to what is in front of you? What language are you speaking? Are you speaking the language of God? Say with me, I'm speaking the language of God. And you have to say it consistently. Because look at Genesis. There was never a place where God stopped. It was after he was done and he looked at everything. And God said, ah, this is beautiful. This is good. Praise God. And God said, he continued. God said, God said. Even if you've not seen it come to pass, keep saying. You are building something in the Spirit. And you know that our lead steward has actually explained Genesis 1 to verse 2 for us, telling us that this particular time, God was creating in the Spirit. Because in verse 2, it now really explains to us when these things began to grow. And these were the generations we've... How many of us, do you understand what I just said now? So our little word has actually explained it to us. Now you see that even if you've not seen it physically, but as long as you have that witness of the Spirit, as long as you have that witness of the Spirit, don't shut up. Don't keep quiet. Speak the word. Are you paying to speak the word?
Are you paying?
We are not paying. If it was by paying, maybe it would have been only the rich men that would be speaking the word. But God made it available. So speak the word. Say to your neighbor, speak the word. It says, through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So if you say the right words, you will see the right results. If you say the right words, you say it consistently, I bet you, you will see the right results. I'm not sharing with you something that I don't know. If you say the right words consistently, you will see the right result. This is why Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirits and they are what? Life. They are spirits, even if you cannot see them. Even if you can't hold it. It says, but they are what? Life. Words are life. You speak the word of God. What has God said concerning me? What does the word of God say concerning me? I hold on to it. I hold on to it. Say with me, I hold on to it. Praise God. Do you remember that video we watched? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. During the workers' meeting, when they were trying to attack the church, and the woman had that mind of unforgiveness towards her mother, right? And then they had to come through words. They just wanted them to say something that would breach the spirit realm. And then the pastor began to, he said a cursing word, and that was how the enemy could strike. Even Satan knows the power of words. So that's to tell you that the spirit realm works with words. If Satan wants to get a person, he will manipulate the mind of the person. Start speaking against the word of God. Are you sure? That was what happened to Eve. Are you sure that God really said, if you eat this thing, you will become like God. And then her mind started tilting towards it. He understands the principle of words in the spirit. So, dear believers, what are you speaking? What are you saying to yourselves? Don't think that is a joke, that you feel like just saying evil things. Saying evil things. Like, me, I beg go. Somebody says you are fine. Me, I'm not fine, I'm ugly. They play. Continue. Somebody says, wow, I can see the grace of God is growing in your life, the glory, because you want to do fake humility. You will not say, me? No, I'm just serving God in my corner. You will not accept it and say, yes, I see the glory of God in my life. Glory! They meet you and they say, Pastor Wisdom, we are dressing these days. It's like money is just everywhere in your life. I say, no. Me that is just managing. God forbid. So next time when somebody comes, like this period, when I see one, I'm like, man of God, really fine. I don't understand. And then she'll just smile and she'll be like, thank you, ma. Thank you, ma. But some people, ma, this cloth I buy for all you me, this cloth is 20 naira. Are you serious? The one that they did not ask you, you will talk. This shoe is okrika. It's just 15. My, it's not fine. I'm just managing it. Chai. What are you, manager? What are you speaking, dear believers? When the word of God has said that you are prosperous, that he wishes above all things, that you may prosper as your soul prospered. God cares about your prosperity. Say with me, God cares about my prosperity. Even as your soul prospered. that ye may live in good health. You know, something happened day before yesterday. I was actually feeling very weak and tired, and I felt like, man, I just need to go and sleep. So somebody asked me in the house, and you're like, man, this one you're looking like this. So I now said, I'm actually feeling tired. But I didn't know what happened. I know it was the Holy Spirit. And I said, but I'm strengthened. That's something you should learn. You can see, if anybody tells you that you should not express the way you're feeling, it's not true. Okay, when you go to the doctor, when the doctor asks you, how is your head doing? Are you having headache? You say, I don't have headache in the name of Jesus. If I'm the doctor, I say, I'm not sure. Get out of my office. You can't do that. You can explain how you're feeling. But after you have explained how you're feeling, give chance for the word of God. Give that space for the word of God to find expression in your life. You know, just like Jesus, when the disciples pressured him to speak, where are you going to, Master? Say, we are going to raise Lazarus. He's sleeping. They're like, if he's sleeping, let him sleep now. For he will wake up. Until he now finally told them, okay, Lazarus is dead. But after Jesus said that, he didn't continue saying Lazarus is dead anymore. He didn't continue with that statement. He didn't stay there. And then when he reached the place, he said, Father, I thank you. I thank you because you have done this. I thank you. See, there's an investment in the Spirit that you will make. That the Spirit of God, when is that time to receive the results? You cannot but respond. You cannot but respond. You know, one time we were cooking upstairs, and I've shared the story here before. I think it was Sophie. I was cooking. She now came, she's like, Ma, let me help you now. So I was like joking. I was like, don't help me, I beg. All this while I've been struggling here since. The Holy Spirit flogged me on my inside. Immediately, I just left that place quietly. I went inside the room and I started praying. I said, Lord, have mercy. I don't struggle in the name of Jesus. I don't struggle. Lord, have mercy on me. I don't struggle. Oh, Lord, you have given me everything that I need. Oh, God, I have more than enough. I just started praying. I thought you would pray with me. I have more than enough. I don't struggle. I don't struggle. I don't live in lack and want. Oh, I live in abundance. Glory! You know, somebody can say, nah, just play with the play now. We just they play, no be play. See, and it's not play. There's some play we cannot play. I'm serious. I saw a video of a little girl. The elder sister was saying, and for example, now that you are dead, you need to see the eyes. Say, maybe me. I said, maybe me. And the sister wanted to repeat it again. Like, I said, now for example, I said, maybe me. Like, she was, that one is no grief for the devil. No grief. So, I'm sure that the drama they wanted to act, the girls, I see, we can't do this anymore. Praise God. So, what I'm trying to tell you is that your words, your confessions. Don't say one today and say another one tomorrow. That is not how a believer behaves. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let me show you a scripture. The dangers of not speaking the language of faith is too costly. Of not continuing in the language of faith. Let's see Ezekiel 37 verse 1. It's a long read, but God will help us. Ezekiel 37 verse 1, we'll read to 14. Ezekiel 37 verse 1, thank you. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Say with me, the hand of the Lord is upon me. So this is Ezekiel trying to explain the vision that God had given to him. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. Verse 2. Let's be quick. Verse 2. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. So these bones were very dry. Verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Verse 4. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This can be for somebody. God did not tell him, this one that these dry bones are like this, what can we do now? God cannot be stranded. What can we do now? Ezekiel, this. The Lord gave him a command. He said, prophesy. Say something. Don't just, sometimes when we are praying, we say, God, if you can do it, just do it now. Hey, God, I beg now. That was like a situation. He said, oh, Lord God, thou knowest. But God says, we don't do it like this in the spirit. Prophesy. Do something. Say something. Let's go. He says, again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Glory! Verse 6. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. I love it when God brags about himself. That's why when you are singing, know who you are singing to. Because those songs, they are words. Everything in this words, as you are praying, words, you are singing, words, you are reading the word of God, words. What else do you want? You are fasting, words, because you thought about it in your mind before you produced it. So it's also words. I speak in parables. Verse 7. So I prophesy. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Glory! Verse 8. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. So it had not finished. It was level from level. From one level to another. From one level to another. So when you are speaking, you don't just, after you have seen the first progress, you now say, oh, God has done it. No. Continue until you get to that place where God has shown you. Praise God. Let's go, verse 8 or verse 9, right? Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Okay, let's keep. Jump to verse 11. Let's see what 11 says. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Can you go back to verse 10? Let me see if I'm missing something. Okay. An exceeding great army. Okay, let me just read. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them. And they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Shakapalagata. Verse 11. Now I want us to start paying attention from verse 11. Verse 11 said, then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried. And our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Are you seeing this? This was the spiritual state of Israel because of what they were saying. So because of what they were saying, it automatically became their faith. Do you understand me? It is too costly. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these are the bones. These bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. Oh God. We are cut off from our paths. Verse 12. You remember when they kept saying evil words in the wilderness and God said, because of this, you will not enter into the promised land. It's the same thing when you keep saying words that are not of God. You can destroy what God is building. Praise God. Verse 12. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, all my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Even in that worst situation, God did not say, it's what Israel has been saying now. But God still said, there's hope. Prophesy. Say something. Verse 13. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, all my people, and brought you out of your graves. Verse 14. And shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place in you, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, said the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So your words can either bring freedom or condemnation. We can read that in Matthew 12, verse 37. Your words can either bring you freedom or condemnation. Praise God. Okay, they are there already. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. It is by your words. Praise God. Say with me, I speak the words of God. I speak the word of God concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning my education, concerning everything around me. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Glory! Now, there's something I intentionally added to really correct. James 3, verse 10. James 3, verse 10. This is for some of those people that I have caught saying words that you're not supposed to say. You say, and I play with a play, oh, goat head. Do you know what goat is? Like, if somebody call you goat, hook the person. Goat. Like, there's one turkey in my compound. When I watched the life of this turkey, I say, if somebody call you turkey, no, you need to go and swim inside holy water and wash yourself. And tell the person, if you try it again, because what kind of an animal is this? Like, the way it behaves, is no, I say, God forbid. If somebody calls you animal names, see, it's demonic. Somebody just look at you and call you fish. I'm serious, oh. It's demonic. Do you know how fishes are? They are God's creatures, fine. But guy, be mindful of what you speak. It says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Say to your neighbor, these things ought not to be so. I know two sisters and one brother in this church, but I will not mention them by the mercies of God. Because if I mention them, should I mention them? You will just be talking, they will just say one thing. Then when they now see me, they will now start doing their face like, she has come on. I bind that spirit from your life in the name of Jesus. You are laughing, but it's serious. He says it ought not to be so. That is not who a believer is. Let's go to the next verse. But a fountain sends forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. You know, these are the things to check if somebody is truly a believer. The person is reading the word of the Lord. How is the word of the Lord affecting the life of that person? It will show in your conversations. You know, recently, I started learning how to drive. And I was driving one day, and one man was just shouting, pom, 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 at the back. In my mind, I said, did you not see Leonard Sim? And I felt like, if you don't shut up, I said, the Holy Spirit just said, you shut up. So I just held my peace, and I said something else. I said, if you don't shut up, that your horn, right? But initially, that was not what was in my heart. But the Lord rescued me. It was a great rescue of the Spirit. If not, only God knows if I would have breached something in the Spirit. So God said, you, oh yeah, close it, zip it. You know how girls used to do, zip it. So the Holy Spirit was like, no, the Holy Spirit did not do like that. He didn't do zip it. Our Holy Spirit is not like that, please. In the name of Jesus, I cleanse your mind right now. Verse 12 and the last verse. Can the fig tree, my brethren... I love the way James is just putting it. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine fig, or can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh water? Don't mind those Instagram videos that they will carry pineapple and put inside watermelon. Have you seen that video before? They will put watermelon. They will not carry one toothpaste. And pour, and then chew banana by the side, and then carry coconut and put by the side, and then plant it. They will not show you a tree that has both banana and coconut. It's a lie. God cannot be confused. What is that? See, if it's true, I have a new business. I'm just announcing it right now that I am going into the farming business, and this farming shall be productive. You will see me with all manner of things. Yes, multi-fruit companies. Glory! You better come and register. Because when I start blowing, praise God. So what I'm saying is that let not your words be mixed. Let not your words be mixed. Let not your confessions be mixed. Don't say today I am healthy. Tomorrow I don't even know what is happening. It's like in the next 1 hour I'll just die. Oh. No. Don't be that way. Be a man of faith. Say with me, I'm a woman of faith. I'm a man of faith. Faith is not saying that you should be foolish, just like I explained. But faith is saying that when you've explained yourself, come back to the word of God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So homologia is an open declaration of deep-seated facts. An open declaration. As the Spirit has pressed it into your spirit, you declare it openly. Is an open declaration of deep-seated facts. Hebrews 13 verse 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that ye may declare boldly, ye may say boldly, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. So because God has said it, I say it. The scripture tells us God has said it. God has boasted about it. God has declared it already so that you will say it. So that ye may boldly say it. That the Lord is my helper. Do you understand the scripture? Go back to verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, Who is the he? God. For he had said, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. That's a message to somebody. I will never leave you. No matter what you are going through, God is saying, I will never leave you. That is why he gave us his spirit. Have you ever woken up one day in the morning and you saw something came out from your body and the person told you, I am the Holy Spirit, I am going? Has that ever happened? He will never leave you. Say with me, he will never leave me. He even tells us, glory! That even when the righteous falls seven times, he will rise up again. He will never leave you. No matter how far you have gone, God is saying he will never leave you. He says, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. God has never forsaken me. I'm not saying it because I want to say it, but I'm saying it because that is the reality. God has never, it has never happened. God has never forsaken me. And you must believe it. You must believe it and confess it. Sometimes, even when you're saying it, it feels like the faith is not even there. But you know the beautiful thing about the Spirit? As you keep sowing, it does not waste. It will come back again. That's what happens. So you say it to the point where, before you know, you start feeling like, you can't even say something contrary to this. You know, there's this religious guy I met one time, a friend. And he was so angry with believers that, they would just be shouting in church. They say, I'm blessed. They say, I'm blessed. When the Holy Spirit has not even prompted it in your heart to say, say, guy, this is your religiosity. You better come out. Even though when you don't feel it, that's even the best time. That's the best time to start, to kick something up. I don't feel it, but I say it. I don't feel like it, but I act it. That's how God behaves. That's how God behaves. God came out. He looked at the world. It's void. It's nothing. He didn't say, I don't feel it. Let's go back. He said, let there be. Let there be. I don't feel it, but I will say it. I will say it. Last, I'm not paying for it. I will say it. This is my reality. I am born of God. I am born of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the light of God. I am a city set on a hill. I can never be hidden. I can never be hidden. Glory! Is God's word. Is my father's word. Say, God is my father now. It's my father's word. So I speak it. And he's not the kind of father that will say, why are you saying that thing? Come on, shut up right now. He's not that kind of a father. Just like what our listy word was explaining, that when Peter came up and wanted to walk on the boat, on the water rather, Jesus did not say, why do you want to do this? You want to show yourself, Abby? Peter, no, you want to show yourself. But Jesus said, come. Now Jesus is saying, speak. Just like he told Ezekiel, speak, prophesy. Don't complain, prophesy. Don't look at the ugly picture, prophesy. Say something. What does the word of God say about you? What has the word of God declared about this thing? What are you saying? What are you saying? That's why we urge people, read the word of God. Read it. Read it. Read the word of God. Praise God. This is how God talks in Romans 4 verse 17. He says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. God said it. I have made thee. He didn't say, I am making thee. I have made thee a father of many nations. And from that time henceforth, he changed Abraham's name. He changed his name He said, oh yeah, your name is now Abraham. Oh yeah, everywhere you are going, say your name is Abraham. Because there's something that must come up in the spirit. God changed Sarah's name. Say from Sarai, Sarai. Ah, that one even sounds boring. Sarai, what's Sarai? Sarah! Spirit of God is fresh, man. Praise God. And she went about and declaring that beautiful name from the Spirit. It says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's the conclusion. We walk by faith and not by sight. We don't wait to see it first before we believe God. We know whom we serve. I know whom I believe in, that he will never forsake me. You must trust God to that extent. But you know the problem, sometimes people have a backup plan. They have plan B. They say, in case God fails, this my other plan will work. Thank you. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, most times when I pray to God, I'm like, see, God, you shall not say you are the only one I have. I don't have one rich uncle somewhere that last, he will shall send me 1 million or 2 million. Ah, as it stands now, I don't know. That's the life you should live. Trust God. God is sweet. Say to your neighbor, God is sweet. The life of faith is sweet. You know, people always have that scare that what if I trust God too much, he doesn't now bring it. You are breaching the spirit with that mindset. Do you know that? God knows when you trust him completely. Completely? Praise God. God knows. But sometimes, no, speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. Say to your neighbor, speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. God wants us to live the life of faith. God wants us to live the life of faith. Don't worry, we have few scriptures, like two of them, and we'll round up. Hallelujah. That's why he had to teach his apostles, or his disciples rather, in Matthew 21 verse 18 to 22. He says, now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. When it comes up, you just read together with me. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon. Are you seeing faith in all the scriptures? And found nothing. We walk by faith and not by what we see. That was what Jesus was teaching them here. Okay, I found nothing. Nothing is happening. So what do I do? Do I just follow that situation like that and be going? Or as a child of God, do I do God's word? And God's word said, speak, pray, fast, evangelize. That's the response to every situation. Praise God. Are we there? Okay. Verse 19. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. Follow me. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, very. Please, let's read 21 together with a loud voice. One, two, go. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done of the fig tree, but also If ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Glory! Glory! It shall be done. This word is like God has stamped it. It shall be done. There is no way you can have faith that it cannot be done. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not. Are you seeing that place? And doubt not. And doubt not. And say not rubbish words. And doubt not. And think not nonsense things in your mind. And doubt not, but you have faith. You stand upon the word of God. You stand upon the promises of God. And doubt not. Ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Praise God. So when you are reading the word of God, you are feeding your mind, your soul, your spirit with the word of God. Don't ever come to that place where you begin to doubt. It's Satan's pattern. It's Satan's pattern. You know, if words were not important to God, God wouldn't have stressed himself using words to create the world. Maybe he would have just done demonstration. You do like this, it means water. You do like this, it means fire. You do like this, it means firmament. Who knows how we would have been responding in the church today? We'll be doing like this. Only God knows how it would have been. But words are important. Confessions. Confess the word of God. Job 22 verse 28, as we round up, it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. And the light shall shine upon my ways. Glory! 29 now says, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. 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 So even if the people around you, they are saying something negative, because you are a man of faith, because you are a woman of faith, you are a man of the spirit, you have the life of God on your inside, you have the Holy Spirit who propels you to speak the life of God, you say, no, there is no casting down for me. Oh, there's a lifting up for me. The Lord lighted my way. The Lord lighted my way. I can never be confused. I can never be dismayed. I can never be confused. The Lord lighted my ways. Oh, my path is the path of the Spirit. My path is the path of the Spirit. I live by the word of God. I live by the word of God. I live by the word of God. Oh, the word of God sustains me. The word of God sustains me. The word of God sustains me. Begin to speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of God.